Well, Dr. Matt Ebbetson is an aviation specialist at Swinburne University in Melbourne. He told Samantha Donovan that this incident involving the Malaysia Airlines plane is in fact a good thing for the airline industry.
I think it's a great example of how all of the security procedures and safety procedures that we have created following the events of 9/11 have worked really well. The aeroplane was immediately returned to the ground. The crew were aware of what was going on at all times. The person did not gain access to the cockpit. So I think everything which we have designed the aeroplane and the aircraft to be able to do and the crew to be able to do worked really well.
Would this aeroplane have had some sort of protective door to the cockpit?
Yep, absolutely. As all large passenger transport aeroplanes are required to do so, it had a very well reinforced and secure access door fitted between the cockpit and the cabin.
We've heard the reports that passengers intervened to restrain the man. Is that a lesson learnt from September the 11th?
I believe it possibly is, actually. I think it's a behaviour that may be slightly more innate to passengers. Now we're all a little bit more risk aware. We're probably a little bit more vigilant. Now we're aware of what can happen in an aircraft. So, yeah, I think that behaviour would be, the behaviour we saw today would be quite different to the behaviour we would have seen maybe 10, 15 years ago.
As we've heard from the police, there wasn't a bomb on the plane. These days, can a bomb get on that sort of aircraft through the security procedures?
No, very, very, very unlikely due to the number of barriers that we've put in place and the number of security checks between landside and airside. Effectively, for a device to get onto an aeroplane is incredibly hard, if not impossible.
What of the passengers being kept on the plane? It sounds like they had a very nerve-wracking wait, not knowing if there was, in fact, a bomb on the plane. Was keeping them on the aircraft the best approach?
I believe it probably was exactly the right thing to do. I can appreciate that there'd be some tension and some nerves among the passengers, but I think the initial assessment, and we've got to remember that the information on board the aeroplane would have been a little bit fluid, but the initial assessment was basically that this device was not a bomb. And so in the greater risk assessment, the security services would have said, OK, well, we need to preserve evidence. We need to understand the bigger situation to say, is there a wider threat here to the general public? And that means keeping the people on board so that they can interview the passengers, because as soon as you release the passengers, you effectively lose control of that evidence. So on the basis that there was no immediate threat to the passengers, I think that was the right thing to do.
Is there a risk, too, that the offender actually has somebody else working with them on the aircraft? Is that something police have to be mindful of?
Of course, I think until they've got a real understanding of what the situation is on the aeroplane and if anybody else is involved, yeah, they have to consider that. And so I think they'd want to isolate that aeroplane and not allow that situation to drift into the wider environment.
Should the passengers have been told, though, that there wasn't actually a bomb on board?
I think that's debatable. I think they sound like they had the situation under control, and to be fair, they probably don't know that situation. They don't know that information factually 100% to be true, so whilst they'd be calming the passengers, I think their immediate challenges to deal with the situation, and unfortunately that might have meant some stress and some discomfort to the passengers in the short term, but in the long term I think it was the right thing to do.
This is yet another event involving Malaysia Airlines after the losses of flights 370 and 17 in 2014. Will this incident further damage the airline's brand?
I think there's probably damage to the airline industry as a whole, because obviously these events appear in the public eye and that reduces confidence, whether or not that's warranted or not, and in this case it seems not to be. To Malaysian Airlines, it seems unfortunate that they have again been an airline that's been involved. They are three very dissimilar events, they're not really connected, and perhaps I think there may be some damage to the airline's reputation in the short term, but it's really not warranted.
That's Dr. Matt Ebbetson from Swinburne University speaking to Samantha Donovan in Melbourne.